Do a lot of people still farm around here?
Not much farming going on except chickens and cattle. There's a few of them grow a little corn, just spot settle. People out here grow it for roasting years. Got a place listed out here, just 10 acres on it. He got the prettiest bunch of corn out there you ever saw. Selling it for field corn for roasting ears, you know. I like it better than I do sweet corn.
You mentioned the living room in your house. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Well, it's been called living room, sitting room, for one thing or another. Depends on what they have in it.
What's that, you know, that long piece of furniture that people have in the living room, several people can sit on it at one time?
Oh, yeah, that one in there, we've got one in there makes out in the bed. It's called, what do you call that? They've got them named different things. One they got called a love seat, two or three people sat on. But that's Davenport, they call that. Where you going? Where you going? Where you live? Hope I might get him to cut this yard next week, but I don't know. Pretty young looking.
Yeah, he is.
My wife does all the lawn mowing here. She got a mower in there. Jacobson that pulled itself, you know. She does all of it. Got to get somebody to do it, though. Gets too hot.
Is that Davenport you were talking about the same thing as what some people call a sofa?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Have you ever seen any of these houses around here with the big old high ceilings, you know?
Yes, sir. There's a lot of them here.
Yeah, right.
We got one for sale down here. Two-story house right down there on Queen Avenue. Miss Payne lives in there now. Started out and wanted $35,000 for it. I knew that was too much. Now she'd take $25,000 for it. We got one seven-bedroom home down there. The old Knight property. It we sell for... They want $20,000, but I think it'll sell for a lot less than that. It's built back yonder when there's stucco inside and outside, you know. In other words, it's lath and wire and plaster inside. And the outside is just concrete stucco, you know. They put that on about the same order, the wire around it and stucco it, you know. Whether it's got lath on it, I don't know, but I think it's just stucco.
Reckon how high those ceilings are in that type of house.
Some of them 9 to 12 feet.
Yeah.
A lot of them at least 9. I think there's some out here. Jim Blackman built a new home out here. And his big living room, I think it's, the living room's higher than that point up there on top of that gable. The living room part. I don't know why he built it that way, but he did. He runs a drugstore downtown. He come from Decap, Texas up here, and I guess the old boy's pretty well fixed.
He must be. I'd hate to try to air condition something like that.
Well, he got it all that way.
Yeah.
I'd hate to pay the bill on it, that's all. Hot weather like this,
I know.
Now, he bought 20 acres out there, and he's gonna build some houses on that, put streets in there, and fix it up. I don't know. He picks up a lot of money. Whether he'll get it back out of it or not. But he's fixing to spend some.
You were talking about a fireplace in the house that you were raised in.
Yeah.
You know,